Our brother Abu Ishaq asking, please explain what is the meaning of Ashab al-Ra'i?
Plus.
Up to you, close, I mean. The brother Akhwan Abu Ishaq asking, what's the meaning of Ashab al-Ra'i? The people of the opinions. The people of the opinions. أصحاب الرأي هو تعبير عبر به عمن استطال وأكثر في استعمال القياس والاستحسان والمصالح المرسلة الذي هو الاسترسال ونحو ذلك. It's a description for those people who they use too much comparison, who they use too much their own opinions beside the evidence. They call them Ashab al-Ra'i because their speech and their talk more than the evidence that they bring to prove their religion and their Messiah. And that's go back because they didn't memorize lots of ahadith, or either because the ahadith wasn't widespread in their place, so they need to go to their opinions because it's their ability, or either the reason behind this name is Allah and the most just. Person that described the reason behind this name is Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, and I advise you not to go to the speech of Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala in it. It's enough for you to take the speech of Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah, is the most just person that described, in my opinion, that described the reason behind this name. And he described it many places in his book, and you can't see it in the most simple book that you have in front of you, Kitab Adab al-Khilaf, Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah, Asbab al-Khilaf, Adab al-Khilaf, wa sharahu al-Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. Those is the Ashab al-Ra'i. What is the status of Ashab al-Ra'i in our religion? The answer, whatever right, and they go with the dalil in it, they are right. Whatever it comes only from their pocket and from their opinions, we see if it's correct understanding, go back to the Kitab and Sunnah, we accept. If it's just an opinion from them and conflict, or it doesn't dalil to support it, we reject, simple as that. Do we describe from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Depends about the situation, depends about the opinions, depends about who they are. If you mean Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, the answer is na'am, huwa min Ahlul Sunnah fi qawli aammati Ahlul Sunnah, and whatever he did mistake in it, it's his mistake in it, rahimahullah ta'ala. And you can go back to the famous message of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala regarding this issue. طيب يا أخي بارك الله فيك ومما وصفه بذلك شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله تعالى. طيب يا أخي وأشد الناس قولا في أصحاب الرأي هم أصحاب الظاهر ورأسهم ابن حزم. المذهب الظاهري ينسب إلى داود بن علي الأصفهاني الظاهري، ولكن حق أن يقال أن من بنى أسسه وقومه حق القيام هو ابن حزم. The most extreme person in judgment on Ahlul al-Ra'i is Ibn Hazm rahimahullahu ta'ala. That's why I said, ya akhwani fillah, no need to take his statements about them, better take it from Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala. He's the one who said, إن كنت كاذبة التي حدثتني فعليك إثم أبي حنيفة وزفر. Every liar and everyone should lie to me, may Allah charge him like how he charged Abu Hanifa wa Zufar for their opinions. فعليك إثم أبي حنيفة وزفر. ثم قال رحمه الله تعالى الراغبين عن التمسك بالكتاب المائلين عن التمسك بالأثر. وهذا قوله رحمه الله تعالى هو رأيه، وفيه نوع من الإجحاف في حق أبي حنيفة أمثاله. الصحيح يا أخواني في الله أصحاب الرأي يعني مذهبهم في الغالب، most of the times the opinions of those people, the opinions of the رأي, the opinion, the masail, most of time is the weakest among the opinions and the most far from the evidence. Most of time, not always, have a lot of masail that they are right in it, and sometimes have afrad for Abu Hanifa is right for him, and the majority is less right and him is a higher right. Have lots of opinions of Abu Hanifa, some of afrad Abu Hanifa, but most of his afrad and single opinion is far. Among the most famous that replied to him also and replied to Abu Hanifa was Al-Imam ibn Abi Shaybah, Abu Bakr Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Shaybah, Al-Imam al-Hafiz al-Khurasani rahimahullah ta'ala. In his book Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah, he have in the end of his book he wrote as a specific bab and section just to reply for Abu Hanifa and Ashab al-Ra'i and how they conflict with the evidence.
So in simple, brother, I just give you a small brief. You can refer more to the speech of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahmatullah in this matter and others. ومن الكتب التي ذكرت بعض هذه الأفراد وهذه الأخطاء التي وقعت في أبو حنيفة كتاب نشر الصحيفة للشيخ مكبر رحمه الله تعالى في متالع أبي حنيفة. One of the books that mentioned mistakes and conflict with the evidence that came from أبو حنيفة, الشيخ مكبر رحمه الله تعالى, in his book نشر الصحيفة. طيب يا أخواني في الله, هذه الخلاصة. وهل للعقل مجال؟ نعم, أهل السنة والجماعة يعتقدون أن للعقل مجال. The brain, the logic, it's part of our religion behind the evidence. نعم العقل له مجال, لكن بعض الأخذ بالدليل والتسليم لله جل وعلا. هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل, هذا هو حقيقة التسليم, وهذا أس الخلاف بيننا وبين الأشاعرة والماتريدية. This is the main line different opinions between us أهل السنة والجماعة and the Ash'aris and the Maturidis. We believe that the عقل is acceptable after you surrender to Allah Azza wa Jalla and accept the Kitab and the Sunnah and you say آمنا بالله. Then after that, no problem, you go to the logic to search more regarding the benefit of this rule, regarding the things connected with the rule, so you can make your iman more firm and more yaqeen. Even though you accept it and you are mu'min already by the evidence of the Kitab and the Sunnah, آمنا بالله. For them, no. The brain and their logic is before the Kitab and the Sunnah. And whatever came from the Kitab and the Sunnah cannot be accepted by their logic. They rejected in any somehow. In summary, this is the conclusion. Barakallahu feek. You can refer to a book, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahmatullah ta'ala. Dar'u ta'arud al-aql wal-naql. Rejecting that there is any conflict between the Kitab and the Sunnah and the correct logic. And Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Qayyim rahmatullah ta'ala also have the same. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmatullah ta'ala and others, they have all books in this matter. I advise you to go and research and read about it. You will increase your knowledge about this issue. One of the most great book I ever read regarding the logic also, a book called The Liberalism in the Mizan. Mizan means skills, in the skills of the Aql and the Kitab and the Sunnah. It's a beautiful book also, but like I said, the books that I mentioned before is more than enough. Barakallahu fiqh.